EPA is a federal agency, and we typically don't testify at state legislative hearings. We did submit a written letter last week outlining EPA's role in the Hoosick Falls drinking water contamination issue.
Senator Marchione said she'd like to sit at the table with the EPA. Are there any meetings scheduled on this issue?
There are no meetings scheduled, but I'm available to meet with the senator and any other legislator at most any time.
There was.
I have not heard from her in the past. I have heard from other legislators.
Senator O'Mara, the chair of the Environmental Conservation Committee yesterday, he described it as a lot of finger-pointing at that hearing that the state was blaming the EPA. What's your take on all this? How did the EPA react to this? Did the state react properly? What's your reaction?
Well, EPA first became involved in the drinking water contamination issue in Hoosick Falls last October when we first learned that people were drinking contaminated water. Our first call was to the state health department because they're responsible for the day-to-day regulation of drinking water supplies in New York, and EPA provides oversight. EPA and the state health department had a disagreement on how to handle the situation. There was an existing short-term health advisory number on the books for 5 years at EPA, or 10 years actually, that was 400 parts per trillion of PFOA in drinking water. Unfortunately, the Hoosick Falls public water supply was tested and came back at over 600 parts per trillion. So that led EPA to reach out to the health department and the local government and say that people should stop drinking the water. And also, we need to be transparent and tell people that there are elevated levels of PFOA in the drinking water. The state health department disagreed with that. They were not confused at all. Later, in May of 2016, EPA did lower the number from 400 to 70 parts per trillion, which is quite common in the field of environmental regulation. You do some comprehensive scientific analysis, and quite often numbers change, and almost always they go down, which is a good thing. We want stronger public health protection. So the state health department was aware of all of this. They were not confused by this, which is what they maintained at the hearing. But this was an issue where the EPA and the state health department disagreed. Because EPA is so concerned about keeping toxics out of drinking water, we went out on our own last November and December and advised the residents of Hoosick Falls not to drink the water. The good thing is that bottled water was made available in the local supermarket. And over time, the state health department joined EPA in that recommendation, but it took them a long time to get there.
The state recently designated landfills in Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and Berlin as possible state Superfund sites. Does the EPA agree with that move? Do you have any opinion?
Yeah, I think that was a smart move. If they've got data that shows PFO contamination in those old municipal landfills, which are typically big holes in the ground with no liner and no leachate collection system, if the state has that data, that's a very positive step on behalf of the state.
About a year ago, I don't know if many of us had ever heard of PFOA or PFOS. Now it's been found either one of them in Newburg, throughout parts of Vermont, and of course in Hoosick Falls and neighboring communities. Why is this chemical suddenly on the radar screen? Why are we detecting it now?
Because people have started testing. This is a, quote, unregulated contaminant that public water supplies don't consistently test for. But local resident Michael Hickey in the town of Hoosick Falls, went to his village board after his father died of kidney cancer and asked that the village test the public water supply for PFOA. They declined, so Mr. Hickey, at his own expense, had the water in the public system in Hoosick Falls tested and found elevated levels. That's what led to the state health department to do the testing. So this is a real tribute to citizen science and individuals looking at what's in their own water supply. And as other communities started to look at this, PFOA and PFOS has been identified. The good news here, if I can even use that phrase in this conversation, is once you know if there are elevated levels of PFOA or PFOS, there is an effective treatment. You can install a carbon filter either in your private residence or at the municipal water supply. And as long as those carbon filters are effectively maintained, it strips out the contaminants. We're really committed to transparency. The public has a right to know what's in their water. And in this case, Hoosick Falls really, because of the role of the community, led the way in informing other communities to look for this.